It was Christmas Eve. The buses were packed as everyone clambered on with last-minute shopping. I don't know how she managed to pay her fare. She had so many bags hanging from her hands, arms and shoulders. She plunked the entire collection in the luggage area at the entrance to the bus, and you could see her relief as she visibly enjoyed the feeling of blood rushing through her hands, arms and shoulders once again. She got off at the same stop as me. The busyness of the bus was drowned out by her cry, "My bags, they're gone!" Someone had taken her last-minute shopping, presents from Santa, gifts for under the Christmas tree, kindly items for neighbours, clothes for the day, and the necessary ingredients to enhance the dinner, all gone. The financial cost was huge, but what upset her most was trying to think of what she was going to say to some of the people she'd brought gifts for, especially the children. She could see their disappointed faces, and she was stumped as to how she could begin to explain what had happened. Someone just got on the bus, eyed the bags, and got off with them at an earlier stop. Christmas Eve, the season of goodwill, drained away before our eyes. There is no doubt that the world can challenge our efforts at goodwill. At times it might appear to us that trying to make the world a better place is akin to pushing a rock up a steep hill. But the Christian cannot give in to despair. The God we believe in would never have joined us on our dusty roads if he didn't believe in the triumph of the good. If despair was king, hope would never have been born among us in human flesh.